Philip Semper, PhD, serving here today's date is 05/05/2025. Dictation is for Timothy Roan. Roan spells R-O-A-N. Timothy spells T-I-M-O-T-H-Y. Date of birth is 06/21/1989. This is a 25-year-old gentleman here for pain in his left index finger. Period. Next paragraph. Patient said he was building some stuff at his house and accidentally cut his finger with a saw, period. He said only the tip of his finger is involved, period. Described pain as aching, rated pain 4/10, non-radiating. Pain is localized to the tip of his finger, period. Next paragraph, past medical history is none. Correction, testicular cancer. Past surgical history, testicle removed. Next paragraph. Social history, denies tobacco, alcohol, or drug use. Next paragraph, medication, none. Next paragraph, allergies, none. Next paragraph, family history, none. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient's reports his tetanus is not up to date, period. Next paragraph, physical exam, is alert oriented, no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 96% at room air, blood pressure is 124/75, pulse 70, respiration 18, temperature 97.9. Period. Next paragraph, index finger, a 1 centimeter abrasion, no active bleeding. He has full range of motion of DIPJ, MIPJ. Cap refill less than 2 seconds. Site is tenant to palpation, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is finger laceration / abrasion. Assessment number two is finger pain. Next paragraph, procedure. Abrasion repair. I explained the procedure to the patient. He indicated he understand and give me verbal permission to proceed. The fingers was cleansed with betadine and normal saline. Localized anesthesia was used in the form of a spray. Site was again cleaned and bathed in betadine. Irrigated with normal saline, approximately 50 milliliters. Site was pat dry with sterile gauze. Tincture of benzoin was applied around the wound. Steri-strip was used to close the abrasion. Number 4 Steri-strip were used. Next line patient tolerated the procedure well. There were no complications. The site was then bandaged and protected with finger splint. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. He was sent home with Septra DS 800/160 mg to take 1 POBID for 10 days, number 20. He is to return to the clinic in 48 hours for a re-evaluation. End of dictation.